here's one the Lord gave me about 20 years ago. And pinned it down, put some chords to it, and try to sing it everywhere I go. Yes, he's coming back again. He said he was. And one thing you can't do, church, you can't lie. No, no. And the next event will be the rapture of the church. Ready or not, he's coming back. And I want to be out in his vineyard, not my vineyard, but his vineyard, and telling people about Jesus Christ. And we're sorry to hear about Brother Donnie, but he said, are you tied up tonight? I said, no. He said, you are now. and we've always picked one another. But anyway, yes, he's coming back again. They nailed our Savior to a tree that the world might be set free. All alone and forsaken on that day. Yes, I know he went away, but he'll be coming back someday. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Yes, he's coming back again, but he never told us when. And we'll meet him when the gate swing open wide. And if I go before you do, then I'll be waiting there for you. And we'll walk the golden street side by side. My dear friends, I love you all. I love my Savior best of all. He bled and died on old darkest Calvary. He gave his life to take a place. Someday we'll meet him face to face. Oh yes, he died to save a soul like you and me. Yes, he's coming back again, but he never told us when. And we'll meet him when the gate swing open wide. And if I go before you do, then I'll be waiting there for you. And we'll walk the golden street side by side. Yes, we'll walk the golden tree side by side. Yes, he's coming back again. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, I trust you do. Look in Luke chapter 2, please. I don't think we brought this message over here. Don't think so. But anyway, if we have, I know we sang Amazing Grace more than one time. All right. I thought you'd like that. But in Luke 2, what we're going to call this is the bees in Luke 2. The bees. And what the Lord gave me a message on that, which I did like to come to y'all know that. Next door neighbor, he has some bees. And I began to watch them bees, and I said, boy, them worker bees. I mean, they just work, and literally work themselves to death. The worker bees do. And I didn't know this, but they...
is that sinking on you?
Sinking sand. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, excuse me then. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one here.
You get something a little heavy on
the wheel. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
It keeps a little short for us, a little short women.
Oh, short women. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I did some research about the bees. And here's what we found out about the bees. The drone of the male bees, they fertilize eggs, okay? The queen bee, she hatches eggs. And the worker bees pollinates the hive, also protects the queen bees and her hives. And many work themselves to death. And literally, they burn. Oh, they sure do. They burn. And I begin to think on that. Bees is a bee. But before we go into that, okay, let's go on into this, and then if we have time, we'll bring up something else. But we see here in Luke 2:7, we see the birth of Christ. That's one of the bees, okay? Talking about Mary, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, that means grave clothes, and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, let's go to verse 17. And verse 17 is the broadcasting of Jesus. Okay? Look what it says. Of course, Mary had done had baby Jesus. And, let's go around maybe verse 11 right here. Verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign. You see, the Jews believe in the signs, and of course, we go by faith. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly, there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds, okay? The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem, that means the house of bread, and see this thing, this event, which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe, baby Jesus, lying in the manger. Now in verse 17, we see the broadcasting of Jesus. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Okay, well, let's move on. And then, we'll start here around maybe verse 25, and we're going to find right here in verse 28, the blessing of Jesus, okay? And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came of the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, now verse 28 is a blessing of Jesus. Then took he him up in his arm and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Now we go to verse 32. We see the brightness of Jesus, a light to light the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvel at those things which were spoken of him. Now look in verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, that means stop, look, and listen. This child is set for the falling and rising again of men in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, yes, a sword shall pierce through his own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. So we see right here, my friend, oh, my, the brightness of Jesus, the blessing of Jesus, the broadcasting of Jesus. Now, let's go on here to verse 34. Jesus beaten, we just read that, by many stripes. And you know it's amazing. Of course, you go in Isaiah 53. I know y'all have studied that. The entire chapter speaks about the humiliation and the beating of Jesus Christ. And friend, what he did for us, I cannot explain it. I know Brother Donnie had me over here some time ago, did the drama of the cross, and I can't explain it. There he was, a perfect man. Perfect man. The God-man Jesus. And he was not forced to the cross, but he willingly went to the cross to do the will of the Father. And I go to the prison on Thursday night in Yanceville. I go to the jail on Friday night. I said, "Man, don't tell me why you're in here. I don't want to hear it. That's between you and your maker. But I want to tell you this up front. Even though that you're locked in, you don't have to be locked out." And Brother Bill, they look at me, "What are you talking about, preacher?" I said, "Let me say it again. Even though you're locked in," and they are, "you don't have to be locked out in your heart." I said, "Listen to me, and all we do is bring Jesus. We do not bring denomination, because there's a mixed multitude in there, and we just simply bring Jesus Christ." I said, "Man, listen to me." And I believe it was last year or year before last. Maybe year before last. After service, one come to me. He said, "Brother," said, "I want to talk to you." He had tears streaming down. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I want to get saved." He said, "I'm lost." And he said, "What you just said, I've never heard it before." I said, "Which part, sir?" He said, "Locked in but not locked out." I said, "That's right." And I had the opportunity of helping lead him to the Lord. And I said, "Now look, when you get out, don't you hang around with that gang again. First thing you do, go tell your mom and daddy what's happened to you. Not Brother Marshall, no, I can't save my own self, but Jesus saved you." And I said, "Secondly, you get in a Bible-believing church." And I said, "If you do that, if you pray, if you seek the face of God, if you study the Bible daily, not once a while, but daily, I'll guarantee you, you'll start growing in Christ." He said, I would I could hug you. I said, "That's all right." Of course, he's behind bars. I said, "That's all right." But what I did, it was just he and I, Brother Bill. I mean, I didn't want to embarrass him in front of the inmates. He said, "Thank you." I said, "Thanks be to God, friend." I said, "I'm just a servant, but he's a Savior." I said, "That's what makes a difference." And I said, "Now listen to me. Do you know that you're saved?" He said, "Yes, I know I'm saved now." He said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." He said, "I'm going to tell everybody in here." I said, "Well, that's up to you." And I said, "You can be a witness in here. Now remember, you may be locked in, but you're not locked up." So we see right here, let's hurry along. I think we got here around verse 34, 35. And that was Jesus beaten with many stripes. Right here was prophesied in Luke 2, what was going to happen. All right, there he was, just a babe in a manger. But Simeon prophesied and said, "Mary, something I want to tell you. And you probably won't understand it." And she didn't at the time. "But your son will be beaten with many stripes." Okay. Now let's go on around verse 40 here. Jesus grew better and bigger. Okay. Verse 40. Let's see what we can glean out of this. "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem," verse 41, "every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the law of the feast, And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, And they saw him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of his doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, stop looking, listen, thy father and I have sought thee sorrow. Now in verse 49, Jesus became busy. You're going to like this. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me, that you looked for me? Wist did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Later on they would, but at this time, at 12 years old, they didn't understand. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So we see right here in verse 52, he bestowed himself with God and man. Once again, let's go over this. And you don't have to turn back out. But we see right here in Luke 2:7, the birth of Christ. The only begotten, that's another B. The beloved, that's another B, Son of God. Once again, verse 17, the broadcasting of Jesus. Verse 28, the blessing of Jesus. Verse 32, the brightness of Jesus. Verse 34, Jesus beaten with many stripes, was prophesied. Verse 40, Jesus grew better and bigger. In verse 49, he became busy. In verse 52, he bestowed himself with God and man. And once again, I know we got a busy schedule. We all do. But friend, if we're too busy for Christ, then we're too busy. And a lot of people, Brother Bill, I know, and I say this humbly, they used to, every time a church door was open, they was there. But what happened? The race came to Martinville. Well, you know, I done worked 6 days. Man, I'm dog tired. And I think what we're going to do, we're going to have a vote. You see, the dad is supposed to be the head of the house, the spiritual leader. All y'all want to go to church tomorrow? Raise your hand. Okay. All y'all want to go to races? Raise your hand. Okay, we're going to the races. And while at the races, the Holy Spirit is knocking on our heart's door, so you should be in church. I know, but next Sunday, we'll be there next Sunday. Next Sunday morning, well, how many wants to go to church today? That's the day I talked to. Nobody raised a hand. How many wants to go to the beach? Oh, okay. They'll understand. That Sunday they go to the beach. Then it's easier, you see, every Sunday. The next Sunday, the same thing. Now remember, the Lord gave the dad a good job, working 6 days a week, paying his bills. The next Sunday, okay, how many wants to go to church today? Nobody raised a hand. How about to the mountains? See what I'm saying? It starts out slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Once again, if we're too busy for Jesus, we're too busy. And I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all at this church. I love you from the bottom of my heart. When the church doors open, you're here. And the Lord will bless you for that. As my pastor used to say, chilling, I can hear him right now. He used two B words. Had you ever been blessed or blistered? Oh, preaching all blessed. He said, okay. Okay, I'll see you tonight. The next Sunday morning, say the same thing, sister. Children, I knew what it was. Listen to me. Had you rather be blessed or blistered? Blessed, preacher. Because I got a blister and I misbehaved and mama got me. And then daddy got me. Preacher, woo! Well, good. See you in church. But now, if you do it, you know what you do? You wind up in jail. Isn't that sad? What's going to happen to this country? Think about it. Same thing we're talking folks about pets. I like pets in the right place. Now we got old dog. Old black dog, I call him Fluffy. But I got a dog lot for him. Nice dog house. Feed him every day and water him every day. But Fluffy ain't coming in the house. No. I said, Fluffy, you can't do it. You stay put. And he knows I'm going to feed him. He'll do it like that. I'll feed him. But what I'm trying to say is, it's no place like God's house. And you know, a lot of people has mishandled God's house so many times over. Eating God's house, nothing wrong with fellowship, in the fellowship hall. But I've been in, I never will forget this. Been years ago, I was in the fellowship meeting, and they had a fellowship hall. So the pastor said, thought the world of me. He said, brother, I want to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, now look. He said, we got them four back rows right there blocked off. I said, why? That's where we eat. I said, not me. Mm-hmm. No. You? And I said, no. When service over, I'm going home. It was almost down to Sanford. And I said, I got a long drive. He said, will you eat a bite? I said, no. I said, I'll take a bite with me. And I said, I'll ask the blessing soon as I can get to the vehicle. And I said, I'll munch on it going down the highway. Can you do that? Oh, so yeah, I've done it many times over. I said, oh yeah. But it's the right place for the right people. And that's God's house. Now, before we close tonight, something else. I don't think I brought this here either. And this is the same thing in Luke chapter 2. How many was raised on a farm? Am I the only one? Well, on a farm, we had horses and we had mules. Never will forget it. My grandpa, he got a donkey. I said, Grandpa, what do you think that thing going to do? He said, shh. He said, I want you to try. I said, I can't train him. I said, he's too old to train. I said, should have trained down here. And that donkey, he would bite you. He'd buck. But the Lord give me this thought. They traveled by 70 miles, about from here to Raleigh, something like that. She was expecting a child. Mary was. Okay? And back then, they didn't have automobiles. And what she did is she had a donkey. And I can see them right now. How many times they stopped, we don't know. It's no telling. But here's some thoughts I want to leave you with. The donkey wouldn't bite. He's a special donkey. The donkey wouldn't balk. Now, what we've had mules that would bite, we had them with balk. The donkey wouldn't buck. No. Because he had baby Jesus and Mary on his back. You see what I'm saying? The donkey wouldn't back up. Now, we've had mules that back up. I mean, you'd hook them up, giddy up. Instead of going forward, here they go. I said, what's wrong with you, man? Get up. All right. Not only that, the donkey wouldn't bray. Mean homesick. Now, when we're on the farm at 12 o'clock, if I done a bell went off, I don't care what end you was on. That was it. That mule, she knew it. The horse knew it. And here you go to the barn. Whoa. And of course we'd feed them and water them. And we'd go eat and come back. They're ready to go again. But you know, it tells us here in verse 7, I believe it is, in Luke 2. Yeah. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And laid him in the manger. Why? because there was no room for them. They didn't say him, it said them in the end. Just like the illustration that was given a while ago. Say 15 years ago, how many people was coming here? Same thing about the little church we have. We just have a handful. Just have a handful. And I said, folk, what's wrong? Is it me? No, preacher, ain't you? No. I said, what is it? No room for them in the end. And I was talking about in your hearts. No room for them. Can't you see them? Stopping by, I'm sorry, booked up. Going to the next place, booked up. Going to the next place, I'm sorry, booked up. And finally, they got to a gym and said, look, we booked up, but it's a place out back where the cows stay, and you're more than welcome to go there. You see, not first best, but the second best. See, Jesus wants the first. Why? Because he gave himself. He was the best. And then I can see the gentleman. He said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to clean the stall out. And we're going to put you some fresh hay in there. And that's the best I can do. Because there's no room in the inn. We booked up. Think about it, folks. And you know, it is so hard to get little children in church again. Were we at the same way? No, they don't have time. No, they want to go to Walmart, place you play games. And you know, it breaks my heart. But once again, thank y'all for coming. You'll be blessed one day. You'll be blessed one day. And you know, once again, I'd rather be blessed any time than blistered, hadn't y'all? I have. That's two more B's, sister. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we was invited here tonight. But Lord, we praying for Brother Donnie. We thank the world of him. He's a friend from way back. He needs a touch from the Master's hand. You say we have not because we ask not. You say if any two agree touching that one thing, it'll come to pass. We're in agreement. In agreement. A church body here in agreement. Lord, that you can touch him and be with his dear wife. Lord, I know she cares for her husband. We've seen them together. Help her, Lord. Give her strength, the family strength. And then, Lord, my stepmother, a couple of weeks ago, went to be with you. And Lord, we're honored to conduct that service. Lord, it was not a funeral for her, it was a homegoing. This coming Wednesday, we'll be conducting another one. One of the family members. Lord, you just be with us once again. Nephew's dear wife, she passed away. And Lord, that we'll say something that someone will notice. That's what we're saying is from the Word of God. It's not what we halfway thinking or halfway believing, but it'll be what thus saith the Lord. And there's a better place for those that saved. And Lord, she says she was saved, and you be with her in a special way. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, brother. Your servant.